This is what our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Never mind consuming alcohol, my brothers. The Muslim youth of today have begun to purchase the pubs. They have begun to buy the pubs. They have become the landlords of pubs. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kullu muskirin haramun. Kullu muskirin haramun. Refrain from drugs. Refrain from intoxicants. Every intoxicant is haram. Every drug is haram. Our Nabi said, Man faraka dunya wa sakaran. Dakhal al qabra sakaran. Wa bu'ita min qabrihi sakaran. Wa umira bihi ila nari sakaran. Ila jablin yuqal lahu sakaran. Fiya aynun yajri min halqai wa dam. Wa huwa ta'amuhum wa sharabuhum. Whoever dies taking drugs, whoever died in such a state, that he has died in a state that he is intoxicated, دَخَلَ الْقَبْرَ سَكَرَانَ. Remember, this person, when he enters the grave, he will enter in the grave in such a state that he will be intoxicated. وَبُعِثَ مِنْ قَبْرِهِ سَكَرَانَ. On the day of judgment, when this youth is raised, when this Muslim is raised, he will be raised in such a state that he will be intoxicated. وَأُمِرَ بِهِ إِلَى النَّارِ سَكَرَانَ. When he is taken to the fire of hell, he will be taken in such a state that he will be intoxicated. إِلَى جَبَلٍ يُقَالَ لَهُ سَكَرَانَ. He will be taken to a mountain in hell called Sakaran, and he will be forced to eat and drink the pus and blood of hell. This is what our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. In spite of our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's teaching, the drug barons of England are Muslim youth. Those that bring the drugs in England are Muslim. Those that supply drugs are Muslim, and the majority of the people that take drugs are Muslims. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya shabab Quraysh, la taznu, fa innahu man salima lahu shababuhu dakhala al-jannah. O Muslim youth, stay away from zina, stay away from adultery, do not fornicate. Whoever saves himself from this evil in his days of youth, definitely this Muslim youth will go to Jannah. On the other hand, man zana kharaju minhu al-iman. Whoever fornicates, his iman is taken, the nur of his iman is taken. This is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. The Muslim youth of today, consider and regard adultery and fornication as being something somewhat light and something halal. There were Muslim youth of the past who sacrificed their life, who sacrificed their pleasures to elevate the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, and make sure the kalima reaches every corner of the world and it is passed on to the next generation. And we have Muslim youth of today who are trying their utmost best to put an end to the light of Islam. And when confronted, O Abdullah, you are a Muslim. Do you not know you are a Muslim? Do you not realize you are a Muslim? Do you not know you are committing sin? Do you not know that it is haram to commit sin? O Abdullah, stop committing sin. O Abdullah, there is a chance now. Allah is merciful. Let us turn to Allah and let us repent. Let us ask Allah forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask your forgiveness. Let us turn to the masjid and let us pray 5 times a day. What is the reply? I am young. Let me enjoy myself while I can. When I become 50, 60, I will turn to the masjid and I will make up for the years that I did not pray. This is the attitude of the Muslim youth. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Do you think that we have been created without a purpose? And we can do what we please? There's no restriction? We can exceed the bounds and disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And that we will not return to Allah? We will not meet with the Creator? Is this the way we think? Is this our mentality? Listen very carefully to what the poet says. He says, فَالْعُمْرُ يَنْفَضُ وَالنَّعِيمُ يَزُولُ إِذَا حَمَلْتَ عَلَى الْقُبُورِ جَنَازَةً فَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّكَ بَعْدَهَا مَحْمُولٌ. فَالْعُمْرُ يَنْفَضُ. This life is only for a few days. And it will end. Yesterday you were playing marbles. Today you were married with children. Tomorrow you will be gone. Nobody remains. وَالنَّعِيمُ يَزُولُ. These blessings and these ni'mas will all come to an end. If this world is not going to remain, then where are the blessings and the ni'mas of this world going to remain? This life and the blessings of this life are all going to come to an end very soon. إِذَا حَمَلْتَ عَلَى الْقُبُورِ جَنَازَةً فَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّكَ بَعْدَهَا مَحْمُولُ. When you go for somebody's funeral prayer and you read the janazah namaz, and after the funeral prayer, you carry the coffin on your shoulders, you carry the janazah, and you take it to the qabristan, to the graveyard, remember, today you are carrying somebody on your shoulders. Remember, tomorrow it is your turn, and you will be carried on somebody else's shoulders. And then the day will come, Very soon that day will come in which each and every one of you will be questioned about the gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you, the gift of youth. So severe is that day. So severe is that day that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, the best of all people after the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those whom the Quran time after time praises, radiallahu anhum wa radu an, Allah is pleased with them and they with Allah. Ulaika hum al-mu'minuna haqqan. They were the true believers. The best of all people, my brothers, after the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just the thought of this day, the day of judgment, would kill them. What do you think is going to become of you and I? How severe do you think this day is in reality? If just the thought of this day could tell the best of all people, those who didn't have much to worry about, those who the Quran itself says, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقًّا, they were the true believers. The hadith can be found in Al-Mustadrak al-Hakim and Bayhaqi, narrated by Sahl ibn Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala an. He says, أَنَّ فَتَمَّنَ الْأَنْصَارِ دَخَلَتُوا خَشْيَةُ اللَّهِ, that a youngster from the Ansar, the fear of hell, the fear of the day of judgment, and the fear of Allah had entered his heart. فَكَانَ يَبْكِي عِنْدَ ذِكْرِ النَّارِ حَتَّى حَبَّتَهُ ذَلِكَ فِي الْبَيْتِ. Every time the day of judgment was made mention of, every time the fire of hell was made mention of, this youth would begin to cry, and he would cry bitterly. And he became so afraid that this youngster from the Ansar would not leave his house. He had imprisoned himself inside the house. فَذُكِرَ ذَلِكَ لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَجَاءَهُ فِي الْبَيْتِ. When our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was informed, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to visit him in his house. When he saw our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he embraced Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so overtaken by fear, وَخَرَّ مَيَّةً, that after embracing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this youth fell dead. He was no more. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, جَهِزُوا صَاحِبَكُمْ, that prepare for his funeral, as the fear of Allah, the fear of the punishment of the hell, and the fear of judgment has taken the heart of this youth, has killed him. Bahz ibn Hakim radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, أَمَّنَ زُرَارَةُ بْنَ أَوْفَ فِي مَسْجِدِ بَنِي قُشَيْرٍ, that Zurara was our Imam. He would lead us in prayer. One day he was reading Al-Muddathir, Surah Al-Muddathir. When Zurara reached the words of the Quran, فَإِذَا نُكِرَ فِي النَّاقُورِ, when it is blown inside the horn, so overtaken by fear of Zurara, that Zurara there and then collapsed, there and then died. He was no more. I ask, if just the thought of this day, just the thought and the verses of the Quran regarding this day could kill the best of all people after the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those whom the Quran itself praises, I ask, how severe do you think severe this day is in reality? And what is going to become of you and I, who from the day we are born till the day we die, live a life of sin and try our utmost best to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command and go against the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Never mind the Sahaba, so severe is this day that the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the chosen people, the best of all people, those free from sin, on that day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala questions his messengers, ماذا أجبتم, what was your response, O Adam? I sent you to call the people to La ilaha illallah. There is no God worthy of worship but Allah. What did your people say to you when you called them to La ilaha illallah? What was the response of your people? O Musa, I sent you to call the people to La ilaha illallah. What was the response of your people? O Isa, I sent you to call the people to La ilaha illallah. What did your people say when you said to them, come to La ilaha illallah? Who believed from amongst them, and who did not believe in Allah from amongst them, or Isa, or Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? I also sent you to call the people to La ilaha illallah. Tell me, what was the response of your people? Tell me what your people said. Who believed from amongst them and who did not believe? The messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my brothers, on that day, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala questions them, ماذا أجبتم? What was your response? These great messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, لا إلم لنا. Oh Allah, we do not know. Oh Allah, we do not have the knowledge. إنك أنت علام الغيوب. You are the knower of all things. You have the knowledge. You have the knowledge of all hidden things. It is not because the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not know what their people said to them when they called them to La ilaha illallah. When Adam alayhi salam called his people to La ilaha illallah, Adam was there. The people were there. When Adam said La ilaha illallah, he knew what his people said. He knew who believed from amongst them and who did not believe. When Hazrat Ibrahim called his people to La ilaha illallah, Ibrahim was there, his people were there. He knew what his people said to him. He knew who believed in Allah from amongst them and who did not believe. When our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called the people to La ilaha illallah, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew who from amongst them believed and who did not believe. But because this day is so severe, that the great prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day, due to the fear of Allah and due to the harshness of this day, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked them, ماذا أجبتم? What was your response? The great prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would reply, لا علم لنا. Oh Allah, we do not know. Oh Allah, you are the knower of all things. Oh Allah, you know all. If this is the situation and the state of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day, then ask yourself, what is going to become of you and I? What is going to become of you and I? Allah honored Ibrahim by speaking to him. He became Khalilullah, the friend of Allah. Musa, Allah conversed with him. He became Khalilullah. Isa was created from the word Kun. He became Kalimatullah, the word of Allah. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was loved by Allah. He became Mahbubullah. If this was the status of these prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if they say on that day, La ilma lana, oh Allah, we do not know, then ask yourself, what is going to become of you and I? So severe is that day that the Quran says, وَنُفِخَ فِي السُّورِ فَإِذَا هُمْ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ قَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَبِنَا. When it is blown inside the horn for the second time, فَإِذَا هُمْ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ. You will raise from your grave and you will walk quickly towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَبِنَا. When the kuffar see the torment of the day of judgment, the kuffar will say, يَا وَيْلَنَا مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا. Who has raised us from our place of sleep? Who has raised us from our graves? The kuffar, on seeing the torment of the day of judgment, the kuffar, on seeing the punishment of the day of judgment, will describe the punishment of the grave, and the grave as being something light, and they will describe the grave as being a place of sleep and a place of rest. You all know a kafir is one who did not believe in Allah, one who does not believe in his messenger, one who dies as a kafir, one who dies on kufr. There is no doubt that this person, this kafir, will be punished in the grave, that he will receive the punishment of the grave. There is no doubt in this. His grave will be narrowed so much that his ribs will intermingle like such. Fire will be spread under him. He will be made to wear a garment of fire in the grave. 99 dragons will keep on stinging him till the day of Qiyamah, till the day of resurrection. These dragons are so poisonous that if only one hisses towards the earth, nothing will grow on the entire surface of this earth due to their poison. 99 dragons in his grave will keep on stinging him till the day of resurrection. A blind and deaf tormentor will be appointed. Blind so that he does not see the person suffering, and deaf so that he doesn't hear his cries and screaming. So that he is not merciful unto him. So that he does not pity him. This is why he will be blind and deaf. He will have with him a hammer. This hammer is so heavy that if it is struck on a mountain, the mountain will turn to rubble. And this blind and deaf tormentor will keep on striking him with a hammer till the day of judgment. This is the severe punishment and a brief picture of the punishment that a kafir, when he dies on kufr, will receive in his grave. This is how severe the punishment is. But the day of judgment is a million times more severe than the grave. That the kafir themselves, when they see the punishment of the day of judgment, when they see the torment of the day of judgment, the kuffar in comparison to the punishment of the day of judgment, these very same kuffar, they will describe this very same punishment of the grave as being nothing. They will describe the grave as a place of sleep, as a place of rest. And they will say, Ya waylana man ba'athana min maqabina. Who has raised us from our place of sleep? Who has raised us from our place of rest? If this punishment of the grave is described as a place of sleep and a place of rest is described as nothing, then I ask, how severe do you think the day of judgment is? How severe do you think this day of judgment is? And it is on this day that you will be questioned about the gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, the gift of youth. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَن تَزُولَ قَدْرَ مَا عَبْدٍ حَتَّى يُسْأَلْ أَنْ أَرْبَعِ خِصَالٍ عَنْ أُمَرِهِ فِي مَا أَفْنَى وَعَنْ شَبَابِهِ فِي مَا أَبْلَى وَعَنْ مَالِهِ مِنْ عَلِيمِ اِكْتَسَبَهُ وَفِي مَا أَنْفَقَهُ وَعَنْ عِلْمِهِ مَاذَا عَمِلَ فِيهِ. That your feet will not move from the plane of resurrection till each and every one of you have answered four questions. And أُمَرِهِ فِي مَا أَفْنَى. The first regarding the life Allah gave you. وَعَنْ شَبَابِهِ فِي مَا أَبْلَى. The second, the gift of youth that Allah gave each and every one of you. The third, وَأَنْ مَالِهِ مِنْ أَيْنَ اِكْتَسَبَهُ وَفِيمَ أَنْفَقَهُ. His wealth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question him how he has earned his livelihood and where did he spend his money. The fourth, وَأَنْ عِلْمِهِ مَاذَا عَمِلَ فِيهِ. The knowledge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you, what did you do with that money? Your feet will not move till you have answered each and every one of these questions. Your name will be called Abdullah, it is your turn. And you will come and you will stand in front of your Creator, you will stand in front of Allah, you will stand in front of Rabbul Alameen, the Lord of the universe, you will stand in such a state that Allah will be there, you will be there, there will be no barrier in between, there will be no hijab in between, there will be no veil in between, Allah will be there and you will be there, and Allah will directly question you, and there will be no translator in between, and you will directly have to answer to the Lord of the universe. The question, and أُمْرِهِ فِي مَا أَفْنَى. We gave you a life, what did you do with it? And you will shake and you will shiver. If the Prophet of Allah say, لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا, what do you think is going to happen to you when you stand in front of the Creator? وَنُخْرِجَ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابٍ يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا. Your books of deeds will be given to you. And you will see that every deed that you did till the day you die will be recorded in this book. It will be said to you, اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. Read the book yourself and decide yourself what the outcome should be. And when you see that every deed, every sin has been recorded, every minor sin that you did is recorded, every major sin that you did is recorded, every sin that was committed in total darkness, whether it be on the peak of some mountain, whether it be in the depths of some ocean, whether it be on some remote island, when you see that every deed and every sin has been recorded, you will say, مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. What is wrong with this book? This book has left nothing. Every deed or every sin is recorded inside this book. This is the first question, and then a very special question. وَأَنْ شَبَابِهِ فِيمَا أَبْلَاهُ. I gave you a gift. Allah will say, I gave you a gift. I gave you a very special gift. The gift of youth. How did you utilize this gift? What did you do with your youth? How did you spend the days of your youth? The third and fourth question do not concern us today. The second one concerns us today. I ask yourselves, what answer do you have to this question? Oh Allah, I thought you gave me this gift of youth so that I could roam free and wild, doing as I please, breaking your laws, breaking the laws of Islam, and being disobedient to you. Is this the answer? Oh Allah, I thought the laws of Islam only apply when one becomes 50. Is this the answer? Because this is definitely the attitude of a Muslim youth today. Let me enjoy myself while I can. When I become 50 and 60, I will perform Hajj. And I will ask Allah for forgiveness, and I will recoup for the 50 years of disobedience. This is the attitude of a Muslim youth. Allah did not give us this gift of youth so we become rebellious, so we turn against Allah, so we disobey Allah. Allah did not give us this youth so we disrespect our parents. Allah did not give us this youth so we drink alcohol, so we consume alcohol, so we take drugs, so we listen to music and break every command of Islam. Allah did not give us this youth because of this reason. My brothers, every single thing within the universe was created for a purpose. You were created for a purpose. I was created for a purpose. The jinnat were created for a purpose. The animals were created for a purpose. The mountains were created for a purpose. The stars were created for a purpose. Every single thing within this universe, Allah created for a purpose. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, الدنيا خلقت لكم, that this world and everything within it was created for you. So you man, take advantage of it whenever you need it. So you man, take benefit from it whenever you need it. But remember, you were not created for this world. You were created for a special purpose. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لَيَعْبُدُونَ. This special purpose was so not that you serve the world, was so that you serve the Creator. And this gift of youth that we gave you was so that you use this gift and you turn to Allah and you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you perform acts of worship which you will not be able to do in your later life when you become old. This is the reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this gift. And it is because of this our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اِغْتَلِمْ خَمْسٍ قَبْلَ خَمْسٍ شَبَابَكَ قَبْلَ هَرِمِكَ وَصِحَّتَكَ قَبْلَ سَقَمِكَ وغناك قبل فقرك وفراغك قبل شغلك وحياتك قبل موتك. O Muslim youth, take advantage of five things before five. شبابك قبل هرمك. Take advantage of this gift of youth that Allah has given you before you become old. Go now and perform Hajj while you're still young and strong. You might not be able to do it when you become old. Learn the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Memorize the Quran and learn as much as you can now. You will not be able to do it when you become old, as your memory will become weak. Take advantage of your health and take advantage of your strength and fast regularly, as you will not be able to bear the hunger when you become old. Elevate the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, and spread the word. Spread the word of Allah to every corner of the world. You will not be able to do it when you become weak and old. شَبَابَكَ قَبْلَ حَرِمِكَ. O Muslim, you take advantage of this gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you before you become old. وَصِحَّتَكَ قَبْلَ سَقَمِكَ. The second, take advantage of this good health that Allah has given you. Do as many good deeds now before you become ill. وَغِنَاكَ قَبْلَ فَقْرِكَ. Take advantage of the wealth that Allah has given you and donate generously in the path of Allah before you lose this wealth and you become poor and you become old. وَفَرَاكَ قَبْلَ شُكَلِكَ. Take advantage of your free time. Now in your 6 weeks holidays, turn to Allah, associate with the ulama, go in the path of Allah, go and spread the word of Allah, do as many good deeds now before the holidays end, and you are occupied with حَيَاتِكَ قَبْلَ مَوْتِكَ. Take advantage of your life before you are no more. Take advantage now of your youth before you live to regret it when you become 80, 90. You are the future of Islam in England. Islam can only survive in England. If Muslim knows what me, so if I learn Islam, act upon Islam, and pass Islam on to others. This is the only way Islam can survive in England. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَدْرُسُ الْإِسْلَامُ كَمَا يَدْرُسُ وَجْهُ الثَّوْبِ. Your time will come when Islam will be wiped out. حَتَّى لَا يُدْرَى مَا صِيَامٌ وَلَا صَدَاتٌ وَلَا نُسُكٌ وَلَا صَدَقَةٌ. The Muslims will not know what is siyam. They will not know what is fasting. The Muslims will not know what is salah. The Muslims will not know what is hajj. The Muslims will not know what is zakat. The Muslims will say, and the Quran will be taken in one night. Not a verse of the Quran will remain on the surface of this earth. What will the Muslims say? أَدْرَكْنَا أَعْضَاءَنَا عَلَىٰ هَذِهِ الْكَلِمَةِ يَقُولُونَ لَا إِلَهِ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. We do not know what La ilaha illallah is. We do not know what La ilaha illallah is implying to. We do not know what La ilaha illallah means. Only we do not know what zakat is. We do not know what hajj is. We do not know what fasting is. We do not know what praying is. We know that our forefathers at one time used to say La ilaha illallah, and it's because of this we say La ilaha illallah. I ask if the situation of the Muslim youth today is that the majority do not even know the basics of Islam, the majority do not even know the second kalima, then what is going to happen to our children? Then what is going to happen to the next generation? How long before do you think this hadith comes into practice and the people and the Muslims begin to say, we say La ilaha illallah, not because we know what La ilaha illallah means. Our forefathers used to say one time La ilaha illallah, and it is because of this we say La ilaha illallah. And it is Muslim youth about you and I that will be held responsible for those generations. Because it was my responsibility to pass Islam to others. It was your responsibility to learn Islam and pass Islam to others. Let us take advantage of this gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, the gift of youth. And let us spend it worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us spend it serving His deen. Let us spend it in learning the knowledge of Islam and acting upon it. And it is Muslim youth like this whom regarding our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, سَبْعَةٌ يُظِلَّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ظِلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلُّهُ. إِمَامٌ عَادِلٌ وَشَابٌ نَشَى فِي عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ. When the whole of mankind is on the plane of resurrection, when the beast are on the plane of resurrection, when the animals are on the plane of resurrection, when the humans are on the plane of resurrection, and everybody is hungry like never before, everybody is thirsty like never before, everybody is tired like never before, everybody is so close that people cannot even put their feet on the ground, and the sun is above your head, and people are sweating, people are drowning in sweat according to the sins they committed. When this is the situation of the of mankind, on the doors of hell are open, on the hot air from hell is coming towards the people. When this is the situation of the mankind, lucky and fortunate is that child who served and spent his days of youth worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he will be under the shade of arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enjoying his soul. Let us take advantage of this gift. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give me the tawfiq to ask for what I have said, and I ask Allah to give you the tawfiq to ask for what I have said. Wa aslamu dhu'allahu alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.